But first, earlier this year, officials with the county's Department of Family Services had to petition the state to expand capacity at the children's shelter Child Haven. That's the place where children go when they're removed from the family for abuse or neglect. And in April, the shelter became crowded by an influx of children. At its height, the shelter was housing 83 children. The capacity at that time was 56. What happens when the shelter gets more children than it is supposed to handle? Paula Hammack is the assistant director for the Department of Family Services in Clark County. Paula, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Why did you have such an influx of children in April and then in the months following?
You know, oftentimes we'll see our population fluctuates from day to day, and I can't speak to all the reasons why. Sometimes it's the increase in investigations. We had over 1,000 investigations in the month of May. That sometimes leads to kids being brought into the shelter. Also, we may have families that are going on vacation and are not in a position to take some of the kids that may be placed in foster care with them. Oftentimes, too, sometimes foster families, you know, circumstances change for them as well, and they may not be in a position to continue to care for those kids, so we have to look for a placement option for them.
Yeah, you'd said about 1,000 in May, was it?
We had over 1,000 investigations in May.
Just investigations, right. Is that a high number?
That's a very high number. That's the first time I've seen over 1,000 investigations in a month.
What do you think accounts for that?
Oftentimes that accounts to, at the time, we see fluctuates. The number fluctuates in May higher because oftentimes kids are going out of the school, and sometimes people are making sure that, hey, somebody's got an extra eye on these kids during the summer months because they're not in school.
The county usually tries to get the kids out of the shelter and into foster homes as quickly as possible. And I gather that didn't happen here with this influx in April.
It didn't happen as quickly as we would like. And we want to make sure that when we're making placements, that we're making placements that are stable and safe for our kids and that is sustainable. So we're being more diligent in ensuring that kids are not bouncing from place to place.
So take us back to April at Child Haven. When you're over capacity, what changes have to be made to the shelter? Is it couches, sleeping on floors, things like that? What do you have to do?
Well, we have a contingency plan in place to deal with the surges of population that we have that obviously can occur at any given time. And so what we always have beds in storage that can be brought out of place and placed in common areas in order to maintain licensing regs. Then the beds go back into storage. We shift staffing resources as necessary to comply with child care licensing regulations. We ensure that we have an additional, enough clothing to meet the child's basic needs that they're on the campus, that we have enough food, and all those things are immediately available when the population surges that we can't control for. So we always have that contingency plan in place.
State regulators did grant an increase in capacity for Child Haven. So when we're talking about the space at the shelter now, what does that mean? Do you add rooms to the building? Do you add beds? I mean, how do you increase capacity?
We have some cottages that were not being utilized at the time. And so how we increase capacity is we opened additional cottages on campus. And that opened up additional beds.
Are you considering the possibility that the increase in kids at Child Haven could become a permanent thing?
You know, I have to tell you that no, I don't believe it has to become a permanent thing. I think there's some things in the community that, one, we can do better in regards to educating those that may be considering becoming a foster parent, and also some things internally that we can do to better ensure that we have better placement stability within our community by wrapping maybe relative resources or foster resources to ensure that kids can stay within the placement that they already have.
So ultimately, Paul Hammack, what is the solution for this problem of crowding?
I think one of the solutions for the I wouldn't say overcrowding, for the population surge, is that, one, communication of the needs of the children that are coming into this system, what kind of children that we have that are available for placement to our providers and those that are interested in foster parenting. We also are offering monthly training for foster parents to focus on caring for children with special needs and behavioral issues. So those are some of the immediate needs that we think that can be addressed to ensure that we can continue to keep the population at well under standards.
Paula Hammack is the assistant director of the Clark County Department of Family Services. Paula, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.